Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too.
Here, there's no such thing as a weekend. This is an everyday gig. Every day is a Monday. And you might not like that. Me? I love it. To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life.
Our issue is depth perception. We think it's further away than it is. And because we think it's so far away, we create patterns and behaviors in our life that perpetually keep it there. And that's what we do in our life. But what if that's the great lie of life? And what if the truth is that you're one relationship away, one meeting away, one new tactic or strategy away from completely changing the trajectory of your life? The truth is, it was one decision, one meeting, one extra rep, one more phone call, one thing they did that changed their trajectory.
That inner conversation, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason that most people take their greatness, take their ideas to the graveyard with them. You know, the wealthiest place on the planet is not the gold mines in the various areas of the world or the diamond mines. The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon. Because most people allow that inner conversation, for whatever reason, to keep them from ever pursuing their goals.
When the world tries to get your head up in the clouds, let your humbleness keep your feet on the ground. When the world tries to get your head up in the clouds, let your humbleness, right? Let your appreciation, let your gratitude, let you remembering where you came from, let you remembering your mission, keep your feet on the ground as you grow. Don't lose yourself. As people praise you, don't put yourself on a pedestal. As you continue to climb, don't feel like you are entitled to everything, because entitlement leads to destruction.
Instead of going backward, instead of decaying, get stronger. Get better. Grow and learn and develop and live. Live in defiance of the weakness and in rebellion against the decay. Fight them as they creep in with their offers of instant gratification and immediate rewards.
But when it's your time is, it doesn't matter who's on the team. If it's your time, that means your talent, your head knowledge, your heart, and your skill set in practice have come together so that you can step into the moment. When it's your time, no one can deny you. When it's your time, everyone can see it coming. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can own it, and you take dominion over that moment because it's your time. But if you wait on your turn, that's a sense of entitlement. Waiting for someone else to vacate a position is not how you get elevated. You learn, you watch them, you study them, and then you turn that idol into a rival. You battle for the position, you battle for the moment, and you discover what's deep inside of you.
Why is it that most people don't ever reach their goals or live up to their true potential? One is fear. And there are only two kinds of fears that we're born with: the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. All other fears, we learn, like the fear of failure.
If you can survive the temporary, even our bodies are temporary, only our souls are permanent. Mm-hmm. If you can survive the temporary, on the other side of temporary pain, you meet another version of yourself.
Many people who believe because of where they're born, because of the area where they are in life and where they find themselves, that's all they know. See, I know something about you, even not knowing you, that you've got greatness within you. You have the ability to do things that you can't even begin to imagine. You have talents and skills in you that you haven't even begun to reach for yet.
You rub against that iron so that iron can sharpen iron and make you into a weapon that no one else can defeat, because you cannot be defeated by the battlefield of your own mind. You will not lose when someone else tries to play mind games. Because that's where winners are made. It's in the heart, it's in the mind. When it's your turn, you won't win. When it's your time, you can't lose.
This thing, pursuing success, becoming someone who is abnormal, becoming someone who sets the fucking standard for others, becoming someone who shows the rest of the world what is possible, is a very difficult path.
The biggest thing in life that you have to do is you have to be proud of yourself. And the most important conversation we'll ever have is one we have with ourselves.
Fight. Go down swinging. And I'll tell you, if you fight with all you have, more often than not, you won't go down at all. You will win. But you have to make that attitude a part of your everyday life. Do the extra repetition. Run the extra mile. Go the extra round. Make the right choices. Give the full measure. Make yourself stronger, mentally and physically. Stand and fight.
And so I've been intrigued with, can you be committed to the process of what you do without being emotionally attached to the result of what you do? Because a lot of people can be committed to the process of what they do if the results don't change. But the moment the result or the outcome changes of what they're chasing, they shut it down or they quit simply because the result changed. So can we be committed to the process of what we do, but not emotionally to the result of what we do, understanding every day I get up and give everything I got to everything I'm a part of simply because this is who I am?
Fight against weakness, against fear, against time, and against decay. Fight back. Go down swinging. Give every day everything you've got. The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you.
Suffering is a byproduct of the unknown. And that's why we will project out into the future and go, what if? Because suffering does introduce a man, or discomfort does introduce a man or a woman to their highest self. I call it the other room. Like in your head, in everybody's head, like there's this other place that you can go to. You may have been there before. And this other room, this other place, you get to meet your other self.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most dangerous. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
Passion. Passion is that fire that you hold in your heart that will make you find a cause to pour your life into. Passion is the thing that made you get up this morning and say, I'm going to run, I'm going to lift, I'm going to go after my goals. Passion is the most powerful motivator that you can have. It's something that must be given to you by God, and you must sharpen its tool and put it to work. When it comes to passion, you have to realize that it will increase your willpower. It is the thing that is like weights. You start off at one level. The more that you work on, the more you pour into it, the stronger, the more powerful you will become.
That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island and you're the head of the army and you want to take the island, the most powerful way to take the island is burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should.
Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light. You. Your will. Your determination. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. Because the darkness only wins if you let it. Do not let the darkness win. Fight. Fight on. To fight against the darkness is to win. So fight on.
Good intentions are overrated. I know so many people, well, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. You've got to go from good intentions to good actions. Nothing happens until you've got good actions.
You're not all you could be. And there's pain in that. And there's the necessity for a certain amount of judgment about that, and even a certain amount of exclusion, because what you are that is insufficient, in some sense, should be not be allowed to propagate further. But, you know, here's some things about you that are virtuous and good, and they're pretty powerful, actually, and if you just made those more manifest, you could dispense with a lot of this immaturity and misery, and you could start walking this pathway that makes things better. And the thing is that as soon as you start walking the pathway that makes things better, then things immediately become better because your whole orientation changes. And you know, if you're in a bad place but you're escaping, that's pretty positive.
So find five reasons that empower you. Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up when life catch you on the blind side? When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas?
You still have to play the hand that you're given. If you didn't have a father in your life, you got to play your hand. If you didn't have your father in your life, if you did have your father, you got to play your hand. If your family gave you absolutely nothing, you got to steward that. If your family gave you everything, you have to steward that.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
You need to make it a habit to start every f***ing day validating yourself. Because life is a marathon. And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no. If you're standing in front of that mirror.
You
You deserve to feel the support and empowerment and encouragement that you need. You are doing so much every single day that you don't give yourself credit for.
You got to learn to let the past go so you can grow. Many people never act on their dreams because they allow their past experiences to determine what their possibilities are. Whatever you've done in the past, that's not a reflection of your possibilities. That's just a reflection of your consciousness. The future is unfolding for you right now.
No more. No more. No more excuses. No more, I'll start tomorrow. No more, just this one time. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more bowing down to whatever unhealthy or unproductive thoughts that float through my mind. No. No more.
I don't want you to be a fucking loser. What if you told people the story of, hey, I had a fucked up life, but I don't want to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do next, and I'm going to go out and do it. That is what self-development is about. That is what peak performance is about. That is what breaking through self-limiting beliefs is about, is rewriting the story. Because as long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your heart is beating, as long as you have consciousness in your mind, you can go and rewrite the story of how your life ends and how your life continues from this day forward, the legacy that you live.
God made you for a purpose on purpose. And the truth about it is, most people ain't gonna understand it because they didn't create you. Stop letting people quote this. Stop letting people that didn't create you control you. You're allowing human beings that are living their perspective and respect to it. You're allowing people that's living their life, their truths, all those things that are putting those on you, and you're feeling guilty, you're feeling bad, you're feeling like you're not enough with people that don't even know their own worth. You're allowing people that don't even know who they are to put labels on yourself for you to question who you are.
No more waiting for the perfect moment. No more indecision. No more lies.
And say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist.
And no more weakness. No, now is the time for strength. And through strength, and through will, and through unwavering discipline, I will become what I want to be. I will become who I want to be. And then, and only then, will I rest and say no more.
What do you do when death comes to your door? When sadness and sorrow comes and comes? when the person that you looked up to the most is gone, the person you were closest to is gone, how do you channel that grief into something that can give you relief? What you do is you buckle down. In order to buckle down, you got to dress up for battle. You got to remember that you're a soldier and that life is still has purpose and value and need, and it needs you. Your skill set is still fresh. Your talents are still available. Your head knowledge is still useful. You have to be able to get in gear, get in position, and remember your ranking, your calling, and rely upon the training of life that you've been given, and step into the arena of life and be ready for war because you are a warrior. What can you become? What can you do with the time that you have? Tomorrow's not promised, so we have to do it today. We have to make a decision right here, right now. Will you be someone that can overcome grief? Can you find relief by finding your purpose in life? Can you believe again? Can you dream again? Can you love again? The answer is absolutely yes, because you are a warrior.
The thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Why not pick the best thing possible that you can do? Because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. How far could you take that? If you stopped wasting time, if you stopped lying, if you oriented yourself to the highest possible good that you could conceive of and you committed to that, how much good could you do? Well, I would say, might find out.
We're all looking for this goal and purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? You won't walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't. You're in the fucking dungeon, but guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it.
Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Rise up and aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.
I'll get around to being happy. I'll get around to making my masterpiece of my life. I'll get around to my dreams. I'm gonna get around to fixing this relationship that's broken. I'm gonna get around to feeling those emotions. And then it's another day, and they keep it in the distance until there are no more days. And I don't care if you're 18 years old listening to this, 28 or 48, we don't know if we have one more day or 100 more days or 1,000 more days. But we know this, there'll eventually be a time where we don't have any more days.
Most things that never get done because they never get started. You procrastinate. Procrastination is a killer. It kills plans and it kills projects and it kills dreams.
On the other side of temporary pain, you meet your other self.
So all pain, no matter what it is temporary. And if you can survive it, on the other side of it, you will meet personality traits, emotions, thoughts, people, circumstances, versions of you that you didn't know existed before.
I'm up here not because I'm super impressive, because I'm not. Every time I wanted to quit this business, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day, just don't quit. One more day, hang on.
It all starts with you. Some of you are in situations, man, that you know what it is, right? You know what it is. Maybe it's a friendship, maybe it's a relationship, maybe a job, right? Some of you are in situations that you know what it is, but you're choosing to stay in it, that you're choosing to accept it. And you wonder why things ain't changing in your life. You know, you want all these things to happen for your life, But you don't want to put in the work. You don't want to put in the sacrifice. You don't want to go through the journey that sucks to get to the mountain peak that's beautiful. Some of you are choosing a lot of things in your life that's keeping you from everything that you were created to be. Everything.
Your feelings don't matter. You may feel like doing something. Maybe you don't feel like doing something. Doesn't matter. Get out there and do what you're supposed to do, whether you feel like it or not.
It is a true saying that everyone must die, but not everyone lives, truly lives. Because not everyone is willing to pay the toll or the risk, the price of glory. You have to have the courage to do it. You must be willing to say that I want everything that is supposed to be mine, but I'm not going to sit here with entitlement. I'm going to stay here and have enrichment. I'm going to enrich my life by being around people that will push me to be more, do more, and become more so that I can serve more.
There is a blessing in everything. Pain always leaves a gift. Always. It's not going to change for you. Don't worry about the people that God has removed from your life. He saw things you didn't see. He heard conversations you couldn't hear, and he saw he made moves you wouldn't make.
You can become someone epic, or you can be someone tragic. It is a choice that you make every single day. So drop the fear, take a deep breath, embrace that life, and use it as wind to get your sails going so that you can move forward in life.
Use what you have. And a lot more people have pain, a lot more people have anger, a lot more people have shame. And if you can use that as your gas in the beginning, you'll eventually get to a point where you can get out of that loop and then find something that you are really passionate about. Tony Robbins quote, but it's just when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. And I think that pain moves people far, far more effectively than pleasure does.
They aren't going to see your vision unless you do the work. Unless you type those words, cut that wood, write that code, unless you do the work, the world will never see your vision. And all that splendor and all that glory will be known only to you. Unless you bring it.
You got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. You're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see?
I prefer negative visualization, which is, what if I keep doing what I'm currently doing for the next 10 years? What will my life look like then? That usually takes my current pain and then just magnifies it. And then that allows me to get my action threshold high enough that it goes over the edge so that I can take that first move. And so if you know what the inputs outputs are of what you need to do, and you figure out whatever fuel you've got, not the one you wish you had, but the one you've got, and you use that to do the first input, you cross the line. You're in the game.
The air of the brave is different. The air of the brave is to be admired. The air of the brave lives forever. But only a few will ever be that ultimate warrior. You see, warriors should suffer their pain silently. You go ahead and you keep going.
To overcome that fear, you have to pull the trigger. You have to initiate action. So do not pause in that moment. Fight the procrastination with violence of action and get done the things you need to get done
and get them done now.
I want you today to decide, I am going to become disciplined. That should be your only fucking goal. Because if you develop the ability to say no to the guys' nights, to the alcohol, if you develop that discipline, how different will your life look a year from now?